This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, December 2nd. God's word for you today is listen. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 to 2, and it says, "My children, listen when your father corrects you. Pay attention and learn good judgments, for I am giving you good guardians. Don't turn away from my instructions." Yesterday, we shared the first of 9 things that the Holy Spirit has been ministering to us, key considerations as we approach the end of the year 2023, and as we trust God for the year 2024. And the first is, not all addition leads to increase, and not all subtraction leads to decrease. In fact, if you ask farmers, when they prune the plant becomes more fruitful. The process of pruning is the process of subtraction, but it leads to an increase. Most times, we hold on to subtractions because we do not particularly like subtractions. Yet, God is saying, not all subtraction leads to a decrease. Some subtractions actually lead to an increase. John chapter 15 verse 2 says, "My Father examines every branch in me and cuts away those who do not bear fruit. He leaves those bearing fruit and carefully prunes them so that they will bear more fruit." The second is, God doesn't just want to promote you in spite of all the opposition against you. God wants to promote you in front of your opposition. Do you receive that today? Psalm chapter 23 verse 5 says, "You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings." Are some of your enemies running away from you already? God says that the table will be so long that even if they run to another country, the table will get there. God will not just promote you in spite of them. God will promote you in front of them. I can tell you stories upon stories of my life where I would have chosen that the enemy dies so that I can have peace. But God will say, "These ones will leave so that they will see what you will become in the future." Have you seen that sticker that reads, "May my enemy live long so they will see what I will become in the future"? Many people are praying for their enemies to die, but God is saying, "Do not worry. I have something worse than death lined up for them. They will see you promoted. They will see you elevated. There is nothing the enemy can do to stop your destiny if you do not agree. Absolutely nothing. And it is because you are indestructible. God does not just want to promote you despite your opposition. God wants to promote you in front of the opposition. The third thing is, you cannot be mighty and be petty at the same time. Every time you choose to be petty, you erode your greatness. Every time you walk in the path of greatness, you walk away from pettiness. Every time you choose to be petty, you erode your blessing. Let us pray. Father, ears to hear and eyes to see, both are gifts from you. Help me see as I ought to see and hear as I ought to hear, so I can be properly positioned in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.